Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Sunday's prophecy, I will unveil the way. Stay focused and stay on track. Come out of your comfort zone and look only to me for direction. Don't trust your senses or the logic of other men. Seek me in the secret place. Press in and wait for me. My wisdom is more treasured than gold. Know that. Walk like that is your treasure. To hear me. To know my way. To become keen in hearing me. Know my way to become keen in hearing me. I will unveil the way to go. I will light your path. My light is the real truth. Don't be deceived. Don't be distracted. My Father is waiting for you. Enter into the joy of living under my direction. Make this New Year's resolution to be about me, sitting with me, listening and taking notes and discovering your breakthrough. It will only happen in the Spirit first. You plus God. What can we do when we are on God's team? Philippians 4. His promise that he that began a good work will continue until it's finished. As we mature in Christ, we come to know that it isn't about me. It's about the leadership of Christ in our lives, helping us, supporting us in a life of serving. I'm convinced that you cannot be a strong leader without being a strong follower, a strong servant. You plus God is all you need. At some point, we will learn that we cannot do life alone. We cannot do marriage and fatherhood and life alone. When we see in that passage, I can do all things through Christ, we come to see it's about surrender, meekness, humility. It has never been about human effort, as extraordinary as it might appear at times. We are Holy Spirit empowered, or we are worth nothing at all. Paying the bills, having a 401k, is not what security is. God offers what time and the locusts of life cannot devour or rust away. Psalm 46:1. God is our only refuge and strength, always ready in times of trouble. We begin a new year of possibilities. And before you run off with your list of goals for this year, you might want to ask God what he wants of you. What will grow is what he will bless and direct. Each of us has some underutilized gifts that are lying dormant or rusty in some corner of our lives. God gave them to each of us uniquely and purposely. They have a life attached to them, and that includes your own. You will have an opportunity to grow in fellowship with God and man this year. Stay focused on God. Sit in your secret closet and tear your agenda up. Clear your mind of the clutter. Listen and write down whatever you hear. Be patient. You will know that quiet, still voice. He will speak in such a way that you will understand. I promise. This year is about growing where you belong. But it isn't always comfortable or simple. But there is a place where it is safe and you can be yourself. And that is in a small group of fellow believers. Two will always be better than one. You should be a part of what God is doing right now. Get on board. Step out of your comfort zone and begin to do what he has asked in this prophecy. And let us consider Hebrews 10:24. Let us consider how we spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Lord, help me to act on what I see and what I know about walking in fellowship with my new brothers. I know where two or more gathered that you were there. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.